ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So we continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20. Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe, text number 15. Dridham panditamani agya. Dridham panditamani agya. Stabdhosi asmad upekshaya. Stabdhosi asmad upekshaya. Matcha sandigo yastvam. Matcha sanatigo yastvam. Achirad brashyase shriya. Achirad brashyase shriya. Word for word meaning, dridham, so firmly convinced or fixed in your decision. Panditamani, considering yourself very learned. Agya, at the same time foolish. Stavda, impudent. Asi, you have become. Ashmat, of us. Upekshaya, by disregarding. Matsasana atiga, surpassing the jurisdiction of my administration. Yaha, such a person as you. Tuam, yourself. Achirat, very soon. Brashyase, will fall down. Shriya, from all opulence. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Although you have no knowledge, you have become a so-called learned person, and therefore you dare be so impudent as to disobey my order. Because of disobeying me, you shall very soon be bereft of all your opulence. Purport. Srila Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur says that Bali Maharaj was not Pandita Mani, or one who falsely assumes himself learned. Rather, he was Pandita Manya Gya, one who is so learned that all other learned persons worship him. And because he was so learned, he could disobey the order of his so-called spiritual master. He had no fear of any condition of material existence. Anyone cared for by Lord Vishnu does not need to care about anything else. Thus, Bali Maharaj could never be bereft of all opulences. The opulences offered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not to be compared to the opulences obtained by Karmakanda. In other words, if a devotee becomes very opulent, it is to be understood that his opulence is a gift from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such opulence will never be vanquished, whereas the opulence achieved by one's fruitive activity may be vanquished at any moment. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta Purport, Canto 8, Chapter 20, Text 15 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bali Maharaj surrenders the universe. Omagyanam timirandasya gyanangyana shalakaya chaksurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Visabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kipashindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Navebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Dridam Pandita Mani Agya Stavdhosi Asmad Upiksaya Machasanati Goyastvam Achirad Brashyase Shriya. So the spiritual master, Kula Guru of Bali Maharaj, Sukracharya, is reprimanding and practically cursing his disciple for disobeying his order or instruction. This is one of the offenses in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Is that to disobey the order of the spiritual master and to consider him as an ordinary man. But in this case, where the story goes is that Sukracharya was prohibiting Bali Maharaj to give any charity to Vamanadeva, the dwarf incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Sukracharya, knowingly that Bali Maharaj will be tricked by Vamanadeva, thinking that if you give him even just 3 steps of land, nothing will be left for Bali Maharaj, and therefore no dakshina also will be left for Sukracharya. Therefore, his instruction towards Bali Maharaj, Sukracharya, is not really doing it for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord, but for his own self-interest. And therefore, one can reject an instruction from the spiritual master if it has nothing to do or in connection with the Supreme Lord's pleasure. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam also that we should not disobey the orders of the spiritual master. There is only one instance in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says in a purport, that this is the only instruction of the spiritual master that one may disobey. If the spiritual master asks you to get married and you don't want to get married, that you can do. That is not an offense. But usually the spiritual master would want his disciples to remain brahmachari or single as much as possible. But he knows also if the student or the disciple, in order to further make advancement, that he should be married, he should get married. But here, Bali Maharaj rejected his Guru Maharaj, his Kula Guru, the Guru of family, familial lineage. It's not really more of a spiritual master, because there was a tinge of material contamination from the instruction given by Sukracharya. It says in the sastras that if somehow, yes, the instruction of Guru doesn't have anything in pertaining to the Supreme Lord's pleasure, then it should be rejected. One doesn't need to follow. In order to attain love of God, Guru must be qualified, and at the same time, the disciple must be qualified. Then the desired result, which is Krishna Prema, will come about. So here, actually, Bali Maharaj is a learned person. One who is so learned that all other learned persons worship him. Pandita Manya Gya. He's fixed. He only have one word. Is one word, because he's a Kshatriya at the same time, is to fulfill the promise that he gave to Vamanadeva. And therefore, at the same time, he is learned, knowingly that actually he fell in love with Vamana. Not just because he's a Kshatriya, okay, I gave you one word, I have to fulfill this. No. Right from the very beginning, when Vamana appeared in the sacrificial arena, Bali Maharaj fell in love with Vamana. so beautiful, so attractive. Fell in love doesn't mean lust. That because he's a Brahmana, etiquette-wise, Brahmana should be given gifts. Because if you give them gifts, you become favored by the Supreme Lord. It says that the Supreme Lord eats through the mouth of the Brahmana. So he knew, he understood immediately. Okay, he may be God. He may take everything away from me. I don't care. I still want to fulfill my wish and my desire to please him. And therefore, when he was given this opulence, it is not because of karma kanda. Prabhupada says in one of the purports in the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where there is a description of Bali Maharaj, his receiving the opulence of having a planet in the subterranean planetary systems is that not due to cause of karma kanda activities or karma kanda action that he did by giving. He did not receive this planet where the Supreme Lord became like watchman. No. We think that when we give something, and this is the mentality of a fruitive person. I give something to Krishna so I can get more in return. This is the mentality. They have so much money. Okay, I give a little bit to Krishna. I think I'll be able to please him so that my business will grow. My family will be prosperous. I will have a bigger bank account. Krishna will reciprocate much, much more than what I gave. No. This is a fruitive mentality. What that we should avoid in order to attain pure love of God. Now, a pure devotee of the Lord, he performs his activities not to expect anything in return. And this is our disease. The disease of everyone. I give a little bit to God, but I have a big, long shopping list. Okay, I'll tick, okay. Oh, I'm not getting it. What's wrong with God? Something is wrong. I'm not getting what I'm supposed to have. So, devotees, when they perform devotional service, in return, Krishna reciprocates. And they get opulences. Like Srila Prabhupada, we've heard this many times. He came to the West, and how much money he got in his pocket? 40 rupees. And some trunks of Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, he got 40 rupees plus $20. The first book that was distributed to Captain, what's his name?
Pandya.
Oh, yes. Pandya. He got the first set of Srimad Bhagavatam, first three volumes. He got it for 20 bucks. They called it 20 bucks. What's that? That's nothing. That money is practically, Prabhupada says, in few minutes you can spend it. Not even few minutes. In less than 1 minute. And as you can see in his diary, every little detail, how much he paid for the bus, how much he paid for the broccoli, how much he paid for the milk. Everything is written down and they're all in cents. Not a big amount. And then when he was in the park, and there was this one man, he met Prabhupada, and he was curious because he was alone, and he was wearing this clothes of sannyasi. So he started to inquire, what is he doing? What is his mission? He says, oh, I have many, many temples. I have many, many followers. But at that time, no, there's not even a temple yet. So Prabhupada can see. And then later on, how many thousands of crores of rupees Prabhupada came to his hands. This opulence. This Vrindavan temple, Mayapur, Mumbai, over 650 temples all over the world. We spend thousands and thousands of dollars every day for the pleasure of their lordships. It's like the TOVP, they need $2 million to continue the construction every month. Where is this coming from? Or where is this going to come from? This opulence is different than a materialist. A materialist may have so many billions and billions of dollars, and he's hankering and hankering for more and more. But that only ends when his life is finished. But the devotee's opulence is eternal. Real opulence of the devotee is love of God. If you have Krishna, you have everything. You don't have Krishna, you don't have nothing. So who is more opulent? There is a saying in English, whoever has the most toys at the end of his life, he's the winner, or something like that, right? Is that like that? No. Whoever had love of God, then he is the winner. And therefore, Bali Maharaj will never be bereft of all opulences. King Indra, who is the king of the demigods, he ruled the heavenly planets. He has all this insurmountable amass of opulences that last for 72 yugas. One Manu. One yuga is 403,000 years. You multiply it by 72, it is 309,600,000,000 years. This is how he enjoyed that span of years. Just imagine that. That's a lot of time to so-called enjoy. But no, he's not really enjoying. Because he's always afraid that the demons will take over his position. For a devotee, he may live 100 years. He may live 70 years. He may live 50 years. But his opulence is eternal. Bali Maharaj, his opulence is a gift of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is Krishna, how he reciprocates. It is not like, oh, I became obliged because he's doing service. No, it is not your service that Krishna becomes obliged. It is your love for him that Krishna becomes obliged. I have one devotee in Montreal. He's a Prabhupada's disciple. And for the last 40 plus years, he would wash the pots every day. And he told me, Maharaj, I don't feel good if I don't wash the pots. He would come at night time and big pile of pots to be cleaned. And he's so happy. He's so happy to do it. He says, Maharaj, if I don't do this, my day is not complete. And the next day when you come to the kitchen, wow, spanking clean. Everything is so nicely piled up. Everything is so clean, shining. So he's not doing this because he wants to show off. Who will watch in the kitchen? Why, you know, what is he doing there? But as we read the other day, act in such a way that you don't want to see Krishna, but act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you because of your love towards the Supreme Lord or his pure devotee. It's like I was just in South Africa. They had 4 days Rath Yatra, one of the biggest Rath Yatra in ISKCON. And to prepare for this, they have to prepare months. And to set it up, it takes 2 weeks. To dismantle it, it takes another 1 week. And to put everything all together, it takes another 2 weeks. And this devotee was telling me, Maharaj, I'm doing this only to please Srila Prabhupada. For Srila Prabhupada, I don't mind doing this. I never slept for the last 2 weeks or so, but I'm doing this for Prabhupada. And they're offering me a second initiation. Shall I take it or not? Others say, Mom, I would like to get second initiation. But then you don't see them doing any service. So how Krishna will reciprocate accordingly? So these two kinds of opulences, because it's in the purport, like this. One is because of one's fruitive activity, karmakanda, and one receives opulence from the Supreme Lord due to one's love for him and your actions to please the Supreme Lord and his pure devotee. Opulence achieved in fruitive activity can be vanquished anytime. You can go bankrupt anytime. We've heard of that. Many, many rich people, they go bankrupt. Because karma is like that. You go up, you go down. You go up, you go down. In spiritual essence, when you do bhakti, when you develop love for God, it's just always increasing. Anandam buddhi bardhanam. Always increasing, and it is eternal. So today also is very auspicious. Today is the appearance day of Janava Mata, Sita Devi, and the disappearance day of Madhu Pandit. Now, Madhu Pandit is not described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is no name of Madhu Pandit in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Bhakti Ratnakar, yes. and in some other places, is the one who whom the deity of Gopinath manifest, is the one who worship Gopinath ji. Now it's Radha Gopinath. Here in Vrindavan, when the Mughal Aurangzeb, his atrocities, was to dismantle temples, to break the deities, to give trouble to the Vaishnavas, he says that that is the only temple that it was not destroyed or not broken or not entered, because they thought that it is a house. We went there just recently during the Chandan Yatra, because in order to go there you have to go many lanes. Gopinath ji, he was established by Brajana, the grandson, great grandson of Lord Krishna, and it is says that the Gopinath deity was curbed by Vishvakarma. Vishvakarma is the architect, or he is the main designer of the demigods. Some temples in South India also was designed by Vishvakarma. And when Janava had darshan of Gopinath ji, Mother Janava, see, this is like kind of connected. Janava, she is Nityananda's Shakti. She is Revati in Lord Balaram's pastimes. There were two sisters, Janava and Vasudha. The father had a dream that he's under pressure, that he needs to find a suitable husband for his daughters, and he cannot find. It's like, you know, finding the category where it is considered as more appropriate. It's like the royal family. In the early days, you have to be in the royal blood also in order to, for you to get connection or get married. Unlike nowadays, no, even a sudra can marry a royal blood. Well, we just heard that they just had a baby from England. In any case, the father, he had a dream of Lord Nityananda, that Lord Nityananda is the best person, the most suitable person to be the husband of his two daughters. So he sent a brahmana. Lord Nityananda was staying at Shivas Thakur's place. And Lord Nityananda also had a dream about these two daughters of this brahmana. And so he agreed immediately that yes, I will happily marry these two daughters. So Revati and Varuni. Is that correct? Varuni or Varuna? Varuni. I'm sorry, my pronunciation is not so good. Varuni. Na, okay, Varuni. It's like in Lord Balaram's pastimes, right? Yamuna doesn't want to come. So with his plow, started to scratch, try to have streams of Yamuna coming to him. So this is the personified Yamuna. So yes, Janava is very powerful. Janava doesn't have any children. Vasudha or Varuni had two children. Says Virabhadra and Ganga. It says that one time it was a very hot day, like summertime, and Janava was cooking in the kitchen. It was so hot at the same time, and while cooking, your head's supposed to be covered so that, you know, no hair will fall on what you're cooking. So Virabhadra walked past by. And Janava also noticed Virabhadra passed by. And she, etiquette, her hair needs to be covered, her head. So somehow or other, there is one extra hand manifest from the back of Janava to pull the sari and to put it to cover her head. And Virabhadra witnessed this. He was surprised because she was cooking and she doesn't have the other hand to cover. So one hand came out from somewhere at the back to cover her head. And when Virabhadra saw this, he was surprised, and he knew that Janava Mata is not an ordinary lady. She's not an ordinary person. And this convinced him to take initiation from Janava Mata. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu wound up his pastimes, the next acharya became Janava Mata. Everyone from Purusottam Kshetra, from Gaudiya, from Gouda Kshetra, from Braja Kshetra, that means Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri, and in that area where Lord Chaitanya, West Bengal, Gouda Desh, everyone concluded that Janava Mata should be our leader. Because she's not an ordinary personality. When she had darshan of Gopinath ji, actually they were worshipping also a small Radharani. But then she thought, no, she's not tall enough, because Gopinath is tall. So night time she had a dream that Radharani came. Yes, Radharani or Krishna, either. That it was concluded that Radharani should be installed at the same almost height as Gopinath. And while she was still alive, a self-manifest deity of herself manifest. That's why when you have darshan of Radha Gopinath, you will have on the left side Ananga Manjari. This is an incarnation of Ananga Manjari. the younger sister of Srimati Radharani. Both of them, actually, Vasudha, also, it says, Vasudha. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Vasudha. Varuni. Yes. Yes, whenever they have some controversial things that they cannot sort it out, they will always go to Mother Janava. Another Shakti of the Supreme Lord, Sita Devi. Today is her appearance day. Both Janava Mata and Sita Devi appeared for the welfare of everyone, for our benefit. Sita Devi also is very special. Without Sita, there is no Ramayan. There is no such thing as Ramayan epic. There's nothing to talk about if Sita is not there. Or if Hanuman is not there also, then there is no Ramayan. But more of Sita. But in Ramayan, the hero is Hanuman. In Mahabharata, main hero is Arjun. Two great wars. So, I would like to read something, if you don't mind. I'm going to use Bhakta computer here. It's about Sita Devi. I just got some information this morning from Isvara Prabhu. He told me that he's compiling a book about Mother Janava. So later on we'll find out more from different sources. In her previous birth, Sita was the daughter of a boundlessly effulgent and topmost Brahmana sage, Kusadwaj, the son of Brihaspati. Kusadwaj named her Vedavati, meaning the embodiment of the Vedas. As Kusadwaj was always engrossed in studying and reciting the Vedas, she was a Vagmayi, Kanya. That is to say, she was born by the mere utterance of words. Later, seeing the young Vedavati's unprecedented beauty, Ravana desired to marry Vedavati. However, she flatly refused the proposal, saying, "I will only accept Vishnu as my husband, and not any conditioned soul." Infuriated upon being rejected, Ravana grabbed her by the hair. Greatly angered in turn, she immediately cut off her hair, but restrained herself from cursing him, as she would have lost the merit she had accrued by dint of her penances. Instead, she announced, "If indeed I have performed austerities, pious deeds, charities, fire sacrifices, and the likes in this birth, I will appear as a chaste woman in my next birth and become the cause of your destruction." Saying this, she immolated herself as she felt her chastity was sullied by Ravana. In her next birth, she was discovered in a furrow in the earth by King Janaka, who adopted her. That is why she was bestowed the name Sita, which means furrow in Sanskrit. King Janaka was her foster father. Thus, she came to be known as Janaka Nandini Sita. In another kalpa, she was discovered on a lotus flower. So to those temples who have deities of Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman, today is a big day for them, like Mumbai, Washington, D.C., Delhi. I think also in Seattle, I'm not 100%. So they'll be having special Abhishek for Sita Devi today. But today, we should just try to read more about Sita Devi, ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, or if you have Ramayan, Valmiki Ramayan, try to read and immerse yourself in Sita's glories and pastimes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is there any question? One or two questions? Panditji? You always have a very difficult question. And Karbajanji, another Panditji.
In the beginning you say, like, for a Brahmachari, like, he can neglect one order of the spiritual master.
Disobey, yeah, he can disobey. Yes.
In regard to saying,
yeah.
If the spiritual master, usually the spiritual master requires seeing the psychophysical nature.
Yes. This was in the pastimes of the Kumaras with Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma wanted them to become progenitors to expand the universe. One must be determined. If you really you disobeyed, but as we mentioned earlier, when the guru says something to you, sometimes it is a test also. So like Sridhar Swami, when he wanted to become a sannyasi, Prabhupada asked him, why do you want to become a sannyasi? Yeah, because I want to become a sannyasi, I don't want to get married. Prabhupada asked him like 3 times, why do you want to become a sannyasi? I don't want to get married, I want to preach, I want to remain single. For others, Prabhupada says, yes, I'll give you sannyas immediately. So sometimes it's a test. So within one's heart, the determination should be there. If one wants to remain celibate, if one wants to remain a brahmachari all life long, as we mentioned earlier though, the guru knows more ourself, more than we do. So, but if the guru knows that you're supposed to be grihastha, because there's some indications that you're supposed to become grihasthas, that you cannot deny, that you cannot pretend. That is hypocrisy. Then the consequence will be one's fall down. He's not going to be able to remain himself to be a brahmachari for long. So, you have to know yourself, but the spiritual master know more of you than your own self. It's like when they when Prabhupada, the disciples, Prabhupada says, he's looking through me. Not just looking, you know, you're external. A pure devotee of the Lord, because he sees Krishna, he can see the jiva also. That's why they're spiritual master. They know more. So they can see through you. They can see your heart. They can see your mentality. They're in touch with the Paramatma. So one should not become a guru if you have not have darshan of the Lord yet. You're not qualified. Guru means representative of Krishna. None different than Krishna. At the same time, they are not Krishna. So they can tell. Yes, sir. Another Pandit Ji here. We should cooperate with each other.
But sometimes we have seen many people, they did not cooperate, they went separate and they started their own movements and still they are growing.
Still so they are?
They are growing, the movement is growing.
Their movement is growing?
Yeah. So Krishna helps everybody, whatever they are in the name of Krishna. So whether they are a guru or no, still Krishna is helping them.
See, there are two things. Again, a neophyte devotee, he takes away everything, knowingly that the neophyte may misuse the opulence. For a pure devotee, he'll give more and more and more, because a pure devotee will use everything for Krishna's service. So somehow, if one person kind of like became a wayward person, that means he went on his own, he may have accumulated some punya to be opulent. But that opulence is only after some time. It will not be everlasting.
Huh? But he's not doing it for him personally, he's doing it for Krishna.
This is everybody saying, I'm doing everything for Krishna. I'm doing everything for God. A materialist are doing that, the same thing. They're saying, I'm doing this for God. Are they really doing it for God? They're not even giving 10% of what they have to Krishna. If you say, I'm doing it for Krishna, you should give 50% to Krishna. Minimum. I know many rich people, they really have good heart. And they give to Krishna, but they told me, Maharaj, don't tell anybody my name. I don't want to be known that I'm giving this. But I give you, this is for Krishna. But the others, they give little and says, Maharaj, don't forget to mention my name. Okay? This is for Krishna, but mention my name also. Is it really for Krishna? Is it for their name? For Krishna means like the gopis. They don't care. They broke moral laws, they broke Vedic injunctions, familial relationships. They broke everything for Krishna. That is for Krishna. That's what you mean for Krishna. Hopefully someday we'll come to that level. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bali Maharaj ki jai. Janava Mata ki jai. Sita Devi ki jai. Madhu Pandit ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.